Has a book ever made you so hungry you head straight for the kitchen when you're finished? You know the kind of book I mean. To Kill a Mockingbird with its Lane cake and Calpurnia's biscuits served every which way. Or Brideshead Revisited with its bowls of caviar and platters of blini. Well, you're not alone. Cara Nicoletti, butcher and author of Voracious, A Hungry Reader Cooks Her Way Through Great Books, has put together a collection of her favorite novels and the recipes that they inspired. Contributor David Leet swaps some favorite titles with her.
Welcome, Cara.
Thank you.
So I have to say that you put together two of my favorite subjects, eating and reading.
Yes.
So how did this idea for edible literature come about?
Well, food scenes from literature were, it's always been something that I've been sort of obsessed with since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
I was really shy and I read a lot from a really young age and I connected really deeply to the characters that I was reading about. And to me, cooking the meals that they ate always felt like sort of a natural way to be closer to them and make them feel more real.
Uh-huh.
Some of my books from when I was a kid that I still have all the, you know, food scenes sort of marked up in them. And every once in a while, my mom would let me experiment with her in the kitchen, making pancakes from Pippi Longstockings and stuff like that. But it really didn't take off until I went to college and I was studying literature at NYU and I was working as a pastry chef and in a book club with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I would make the meals from the book that we had just read. And then that sort of blossomed into a supper club where I would, you know, make big meals for strangers in my apartment that were based on literature. And then that.
And would you read from the books for those people when they came
to
the supper
club?
No,
but they would know. People, you know, everyone would bring their copy of the book and mm-hmm. sometimes they would read passages out loud to each other. But everyone knew really well, sort of, or they were anticipating what the food might be. And that was really fun. And then that I couldn't keep up with the demand for that.
Right.
I only did a handful of them. And that I turned that into a blog to keep up with it. And then it's just been ever since. The last 5 or 6 years, I guess 7, including the book club, have just been cooking recipes from literature ever since.
So in talking about the book, you divide it into 3 sections. You have
yes.
childhood,
mm-hmm.
you have adolescence and college years, mm-hmm. and you have adult.
Yes.
Now, you have lost me entirely on childhood because I did not read Ingalls Wilder or Pippi Longstocking or the Nancy Drew books.
Yeah.
I was desperate to read the Nancy Drew books. My mother forbade me.
Why?
From reading because boys did not read
did
Nancy
Did you read
Drew.
The Hardy Boys instead?
That's what I had
yes.
to, but I was desperate to read Nancy Drew. But we did catch up in your adolescence.
Yes.
So what are some of the most memorable food scenes from that section of the book for you?
I think one of the most memorable, if not the most, was probably Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
Both my parents were really wonderful about giving me books to read for comfort. And, you know, my mom would leave books on my bed for me if I was going through a hard time. And that was one of them. She left that book for me on my bed after I got my heart broken for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And the book kind of pulled me out of the stupor that I was in. It's a book about first love and about loss of identity. And there's a scene where the husband or the fiancé is proposing to her and this fly lands in the marmalade.
Mm.
And she watches him sort of shoot away and then put that marmalade on his toast anyway. And I remember thinking when I was reading it, like, don't marry someone who does that. That's disgusting.
Don't marry the
but
man with the
does.
Fly.
Yeah. I think that was probably the most memorable from that section, yeah.
And then you also included biscuits and molasses butter from mm-hmm. To Kill a Mockingbird, which is what Calpurnia serves, Scout,
yes.
and also Jem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, though. I expected at the end of that to be the Lane cake.
I know. And
what
I
happened?
Did. Well, I did the Lane cake for the blog,
mm-hmm.
and it was one of the most popular posts ever. And there were certain things that had, you know, gotten so much press and had been shared around so much that it didn't seem worth redoing.
Okay.
But the Lane cake, it was hard for me not to do that one because the cake is amazing,
it
too.
Is a
it's
great
such
cake.
A great cake. And I remember baking it at, I was a baker at Pies and Thighs for a minute in Brooklyn. And the first time I ever saw on the prep list
mm-hmm.
make and assemble Lane cake, I almost fell over because I didn't really know that it was a real thing.
Right.
And it's a great cake. Yeah.
What recipe connections between literature and the recipes you've included that you're most proud of in the book?
Mm. I think one of my favorites was the shrimp and mussel and cod stew from The Witches,
mm-hmm.
Roald Dahl, because there were a lot of books that I reread as an adult that really didn't hold up, and
mm-hmm.
that was one that really held up, and it was still just as magical as I remember it being when I was a kid. And that scene in particular, it made, you know, because you read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and you think, well, he's good at sort of making up magical foods and things like that. But that one, the grandmother is talking about being a young girl in Norway and eating straight off the fishing boats and sucking the heads of the shrimp out. And mm-hmm. it's a really beautiful scene, and it makes you realize that he's a really good food writer, and he's a really good writer just in right. general.
Any others?
I also really liked the cornbread from, I know I'm doing a lot of childhood books, but those were the ones that spoke to me the most. I think the cornbread from Where the Red Fern Grows was mm-hmm. really delicious. It's baked in a skillet and it has honey butter, and it's just the edges are really crisp, and it's a really good cornbread.
See, the one that got me, because mm-hmm. I read the book, was the Lord of the Flies
oh.
and Porchetta di Testa,
yeah.
which I thought was great because, of course, there's the pig head on the stick.
Yeah. I was surprised Little Brown would let me do that, but I'm very grateful that they did.
Because, I thought that was really
and
awesome.
And it's a great recipe, too. It's really delicious.
So do you know if any of your readers from your blog have any plans of using Voracious as a guide for, like, a book supper club?
I really hope so. A big portion of my readers for the blog are people with book clubs,
mm-hmm.
And they'll find the blog by Googling recipes for the goldfinch or something like that. So I think it would be amazing as a guide for people to read, you know, book club books, and then you'll have a recipe at the end to go along with it. But I am curious to see if people sort of pick and choose the books that they've already read to read the essays about them, or if they go through it and use it as a guide of what to read. I'm not sure.
Name your top three most favorite books.
Of all time.
All time.
So this is always a difficult question for me because I always feel bad about my answer. My number one favorite book of all time is Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
And I feel like people hate that answer.
And the recipe from that is what?
It's a white garlic soup.
Okay.
So I would say that's my favorite book of all time. I also, this is so hard, I loved The Goldfinch.
Mm-hmm.
I really did love The Goldfinch, and I cooked through that entire book on the blog. And then I would say the third is probably The Witches by Roald Dahl.
All right.
I would say, yeah.
See, mine would be The World According to Garp.
Okay, that's a good one.
So you're
going
to have to
one.
Get back to me yeah. about what I should cook from The World According to Garp.
I'll have to get back to you about that one. I'll have to reread it. I can't remember.
Well, Kara, it's been a pleasure having you on. Thank you.
It's been great. Thank you so much.
Kara Nicoletti is author of Voracious, A Hungry Reader Cooks Her Way Through Great Books. David Leet is the publisher of Leet's Culinaria, lccooks.com. Now take a look at Kara's recipe for an unusual goat cheese pumpkin pie. You know where it is, splendidtable.org.